In a case where I say you owe me Vadi $100, and you answer back you don't know, since you're a Shema, the locher is you have to pay me. But the Shani Hoch here is different. The Kimona Li'acha B'yot Chadomi. Here we're talking about that I'm saying that you have $100 of somebody else, not my own $100. Because here the case is that this third brother, Levi, he himself also does not know for sure if he's a brother or not. So it comes out like this. Reuven is the only one that's saying, I know for sure that this guy, Levi, is my brother. Shimon is saying, I don't know if he's my brother or not. Ask Levi. Levi says also, I don't know if I'm your brother or not. So that's why here, Reuven that says for sure he's his brother, he's a vada, he has to give away part of the property. But Shimon, since he's a Suffolk, the reason why he doesn't have to give up any property, because there's no real bury. Levi himself is not saying for sure he's a brother. Levi, the third brother himself, also doesn't know if he's a brother or not. The only one that knows for sure is Reuven. So it's treated like, Kimona li'acha b'yot chadami. It's like Reuven is telling Shimon, you should know, you have money of somebody else. So when I'm saying for somebody else, a bury, ayideyachar, that's not called a bury. There for sure you potter. But it could be in a case where I come to you and say, you owe me $100, I'm vadai. And you answer me back, you're a Suffolk, could be Bori Hashem, or maybe Bori is others. Now the Mishnah says, Mace, what's going to be where this Levi, the third brother, dies? So Yasru Nechosim Umekaimam. The property goes back to Reuven. In other words, in a case where Reuven gave away half of his property to this brother Levi, again, there were first two brothers here, Reuven and Shimon. The father left over three properties. Each one took one and a half. Now Levi comes in the picture that Reuven claims Levi's also a brother. So Reuven has to give his half a field to Levi. Shimon doesn't have to give away the extra half a field because Shimon says, I don't know if you're my brother or not. So what happened was Reuven gave half of the field to Levi. And now Levi dies. So it says when Levi dies, the half of property comes back to Reuven. But now, boy, Reuven has a shout like this. Shavach. What's going to be when Reuven gave the property to Levi, it was empty. And then the property by itself became worth more. Either they planted on it and things started to grow, or the trees gave off their fruit. And now when Levi dies, the field is full of fruit. What do we do with the fruit? Who does the fruit go to? So much like this. B'shvach ha-magi'a l'ksofim lo'iti bo'iloch. T'chinofu lo n'chosim l'akamach adomi. If the shvach is the Megillah Ksofim means things that you could take off. In other words, I first gave you the field empty. And you went and you planted, you plowed there, and things started to grow. And the fruit now is mamish, the work of Levi. So that fruit does not come back to Reuven himself. Because that's not the property you gave him. You gave him an empty property. You only get back an empty property. The shvach ha-Megillah Ksofim means the shvach that you mamish pick off the fields and take out. That does not go back to Reuven to himself, but rather that goes back equally between Reuven and Shimon. Kiti Bolok, where's my Shiloh? B'shvach, she'enu megilek sofim. Shvach that did not grow so ripe yet that you could take it off on your ketzef, on your shoulders. Could go to the case of Diklo v'yolam. When I first gave you the property, there was a palm tree there, but now when Levi died, the palm tree got thicker. So this thickness, how do we look at it? I gave you property, and by itself, menorah v'eskaka came into it and fertilized the field. So now when he dies, it's a fertilized field. My, what's the lacha? When you get back this extra shvach in the field, does it go directly back to Reuven? Or do we say no? Reuven only has the right to get back the half of a field, what he himself gave to Levi. He gave him an empty field, he only gets back the empty field. That the field became better now, that's like property that Levi himself owns. And property that Levi himself owns, that our Mishnah says when Levi dies, both of the brothers yashin it equally. Both Reuven and Shimon yashin equally. Because the Maaser Reuven is saying that Levi is a brother. Shimon was saying, I don't know. So he doesn't know. So he also has the right to get the property. So when Levi dies, the third brother, the property that belongs to Levi itself, they have to divide up equally. Just the half of a field that Reuven gave Levi, that goes back to Reuven. This Gemara applies by a teku, where if the field became a little bit deader by itself, does that go back to Reuben? Or equally, that remains by a teku. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shemeis, if somebody dies, the nimtzeis adaitiki, we find the will, kishura yirechai, mamish tied around his thighs. In other words, that this guy, mamish, wrote the will himself. We're not afraid that somebody else wrote a will and put it there, like somebody sees the guy's dying, he goes, writes up a whole will saying that all his property comes to me. That we're not afraid about over here. Now, since the guy that died, the will we found, mamish, tied onto his thighs, or else tied onto the side of his dead, yeah, so for sure this person, the mace himself, wrote the daidiki before he died. The Mishnah says, Harei zu einaklum. That means nothing. So Rashbam says, it means like this, Sha'afilu im hechzik achar misa, b'yoisi ashtar, even if somebody grabs a hold of that star after he dies, what's written in the star means nothing. Why? Because even though we say what a Shchivmera says is good, it's only what he speaks out. What a Shchivmera, what a dying man says before he dies, the Rabbanan say his words are as if it's given over and done already, Shlatitra of Daitai. But if you want to write it down in a shtar, and it should work, but Torah's a shtar, a shtar doesn't work. Because when does the shtar supposed to be chal? After he dies. After he dies, he can't give anything away. So a will, that in the shtar, you wrote a will, that it's like a shtar saying, this shtar is saying that because of this shtar, I want to give away this property from Atana to Reuven, it means nothing. Because when does the shtar take place? After he dies, he can't make a shtar. Shtar is not chal then. What about Zicha Boli Achar? Let's say when he was alive, he was Mezakarit right now when he was alive to somebody else. Bein min ha-yorshim, bein sheinim min ha-yorshim dvorov kayamim. Then it's very good. If he was Zicha Bos, Rashbam says ha-shchimera. If he was Mishchimera right now when he was still alive, even though he wrote it in the shtar, and he says he wants to give this person his property, but since he gave it over, his makrim to them when he's still alive, dvorov kayamim. Alone is enough. The response is like this. Zichobem means that Shimra, the dying man, was Mezak el Acher, means Mechaim. When he was still alive, he spoke out and said, even though he did not write up a shtar to say the property should go to that person. Elakach omaloi. The dying man said, listen, the property that's written in this shtar, I want you to receive the property right now when I give you over the shtar. Is a reza kono. In such a case, the person receives the property. Because even though he wrote it up in the shtar, but he's speaking out now, I want to give it to you. So it's not worse that Samazoy, if he would say, I want to give the property to you, a Shchimra has this power. A Shchimra, before a person dies, when he's so sick, if he says that his property should be given to somebody, that's a lochem midrabonim, that Divra Shchimra is kichsuvim kumsurim dami. It's like it was written down and given over. Therefore, if it's only a shtar alone, it's no good. But if the Shchimra himself says that he wants the property to go to somebody else, then Dvarav Kayam, then it's good. Tana Rabbanim, words like this. Ezehi daidiki, what's called a will that goes b'teres, a matna shchimera, that you only go, you can only collect it, liyacha misa, only after he dies. What's called a daidiki? Kol shekosev bo, do tehe lemekem v'liyat. When it's written inside this will like, these things should be. So Rashi learns, do tehe lemekem v'neve, acha misosei. What he meant to say is, whatever I have here should take place after I die. Fahainu loshen daidiki. That's a lashon of a will. And that, the Mishnah says, is no good. If a person just wrote down in the will saying that this property should go to somebody else after he dies, that's lo yom haklum. That means nothing. Because you wrote up a shtar, and a shtar can't be chal after you die. That means nothing. But v'yezehi matona, what's considered a matona? That the matona takes place right now. Kol shekosov boi mehayoyim uliyacham isa. If you write, I want to give you a present today, and it should be le'achamisa, that's called a matana, that's called a good matana. Because what you meant to say is, the goof of the property belongs to you from right now. From today, as soon as I write the shtar and you receive the shtar, you own the goof of the property. Just what I mean to say, liyachem isa, means that up until I die, I still want to be able to eat the pears, to eat the fruits. And when the person dies, then you take it over completely. But as long as you wrote the word mehayim, you mean to give over the present today, therefore it's okay. That's called the maton. The yezi maton, what's called the good present, called koskosabay mehayim liyachem isa. For the Gemara, elo mehayim liyachem isa, who do you have a matono? Meyachshav lo have a matono. Only if a person writes from today and will after I die. But if he writes Tam Meyachshav right now, it's no good. Avada, that's also a good present. If I write up a shtar saying Meyachshav right now, this property should go to you, of course it goes to you. Some Rabbi Abaye says, Hokikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Ezehi matnas bori. What's considered a healthy matono? Shehi, that's like kematna shchimera. It's like a matono that a shchimera gives. The Lekoni Elo Liyachem Isa, that Lemaisa Lemaisa, you first receive real ownership after Misa. What case is this? Kol Shekosavoy Mehayoyim Liyachem Isa. If you write in the Shah like this, I want to give you this property Mehayoyim today. But when you able to use it? Liyachem Isa. That's called the Matnas Bori, that's Chal. What you meant to say is, I'm giving you the goof of the Karka today. Just the terrorist, the right to use it, I still want to keep the right to use it for myself up until he dies, and after he dies, then it goes over. Yosef Rabba Bar Afuna b'yachsadra de Veirav. So Rabba Bar Afuna was sitting down in the hallway in the Beis Medrash in the Veirav. The Yosef was sitting with Koma Mishmeri Rav Yechanan. He said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Shchiv Mera Shoma, a dying person that says, Kisvu Utanu Moni Leploini. I want you please to write up a shtar, kisvu, utanu, and give it to him, that mono plony, I want to give him $100. Umeis, and then the shchimera dies. So locher is, ein kaisvin b'doisvin. We do not have a right to write up the shtar and give him the money. No, the person can't get it. You know why? Because shema maybe, legoma laknoisa yela b'shtar. Maybe the shchimera meant really that the way the person should receive the money is with a shtar. That's why I said koifet. I told you write up a shtar. So maybe the shchimera only wanted the kinyan to work with the real shtar. And if that's the way he wanted it to work, it won't work. Because the klal is, v'yein shtar liyachem isa. There's no shtar liyachem isa. See, that's what's no good. Oh, malei Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said, is daru bo. Be careful about this. That's what Rebbe Lezer said. That's the way the gerus was. If Yerchan said it over, and Rebbe Lezer says it's darabu, I mean, be careful, it's the right halacha. Rav Shizbi said a little bit different. Rav Shizbi Yoma, that Rebbe Lezer omru. It was Rebbe Lezer that said over the halacha. And on this it was, the omar luhu, Rebbe Yerchan is darabu. That Rebbe Yerchan was the one that said back, yes, be careful about such halacha. And omru of Nachman said, omru of Nachman Rav Yitzchok, kavosa to Rav Shizbi mistavra. It's more of a svara the way Rav Shizbi says it. Why? Because it was the Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, that said it. It's good that Rebbe Yochanan has to say this, that yes, that's what my Rebbe said. No, forget, the opposite. Rashi Rashban says, Rebbe Yochanan was the Rebbe, and Rebbe Lezer was his Talmud. If so, it's good why Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe, had to say yes. Yitzchak also said like that. It's good why he had to say yes. All right, turn over. In other words, Rabbi Lezer, or Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. So Rabbi Lezer, the Talmud, first said it. And then it's good Rabbi Yochanan said, hey, this yes is true. Early, but if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yochanan that said it. It was the Rebbe himself that said it. So, Yitzchak Rebbe Lezer, Sudi Yaleh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, do we need a Talmud? Do you need Rebbe Lezer to say yes? That the Rebbe said is good, that you don't say? If the Rebbe himself said it, so pshita, that's enough. Smell is better the way Rav Shizbi says it. That really it was Rebbe Lezer that said it. And then later, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, he was masking, yes, my Talmud said over the right halacha. So in such a case, we have to be careful that this maton is not called a good maton. The Yoid also Toshma coming here. The Rebbe Lezer Omra. There was Rebbe Lezer that was the one that said it. Why? Tisholach Ravin Mishmed Rabbi Avua, that Ravin sent words from Rabbi Avua, have the Yodin you should know. Tisholach Reb Lez Lagoylo, that Reb Lez sent words to Goylo, Mishum Rabbeinu, name of Rabbeinu, that Shchiv Merashoma Tisfu Tinu Monle Ployni, it was Reb Lez that said it. That in such a case where a dying man says, a Shchiv Merah says, Tisfu, I want you to write up a star, or Tinu Monle Ployni, and therefore give this person the money, O mace, and the person dies before they write up the star and give it over, is ain kaisu of the meisin. You know, the law is we do not write up the star and we do not give it away. You know why? Because you have to be afraid. Shema legomalak noisoi ela b'shtar. Maybe the shchimara here only meant really to give it away, but Allah or b'shtar. And the klal is v'yein shtar liachemisa. There's no shtar liachemisa. So Reb Lezer was the one that said it. And this Reb Yechanan said, Tivduk, I mean, check it out. You see, Reb Lezer said it, and now Reb Yochanan was the one that said, Tivduk, check it out. Tomorrow really says, my Tivduk. What did Reb Yochanan mean to say about check it out? What do you mean to check this out? In other words, let's see if the Shchiv Merah really meant it or not. How do you check it out? Tomorrow says, Ki Yossi Reb Dibu, Reb Dibu came, Omri said like this. He said over two halachas. One halacha is, Daidiki, Mevatelas Daidiki. If a man writes two wills, so the second will takes away the first will. Now the Shchiv Merah has a right to say first, I want my property to go to somebody, and then 10 minutes later he changes his mind and says, no, I want my property to go to him. So the second one is good. That's a koyach of a divra Shchiv Merah, that the last words he says before he dies, that's the words. So that's called daidiki, levatelos daidiki. The case we wrote up a will, and he said it, the loshen Shchiv Merah, that I found want you to give it to him, so the last thing he says or wrote up, that's good. Another law he said up was like this, Shchiv Merah Shoma, or Shchiv Merah that said before he died, Kisvu Utunu Monu Lepleini, I want you, my sons, now to go write up a star, to give away $100 to somebody, Lepleini, Umeis. And the father died before they wrote up a star, so Ryan, we have to see. Im Timi Yafes Koichoi Koisven. If what the father meant really was that it should be a matna Shchiv Merah, really the father knew that he doesn't want a star here. He just wanted to give it to him for a present. Just the reason why the father said kisvu was tam liyipa koichoi, to give him a stronger koich, the fact that he also has a star. Then we say koisven, because then we say really the father wanted it to go b'teras a matna Shchiv Merah, just the fact I'm saying to give it to you. Just if you have a star, then you have mishabodim, you have bigger koiches. So the reason why he said to write a star was just to make it look better, then there's no problem. But v'im lav, if we could see that was not the intentions of the father, but the intentions of the father was really that he wanted to give it over with the kinyan star, then en koisrin, then we cannot write the star liachamisa, because the mice of the person died, and after you die, you can't write up a star. So you see clearly, Reb Lezer was the one that said it, and Reb Yechanan was masking to it, just added, we have to look and see medagdik, how did he mean it? Mosi Rav Abba Bamamo, Brei Sh'omar, Kisvu Tenu. So, Rav Abba Bamamo gets a question, that Bori, a healthy person, Sh'omar that says like this, Kisvu, write up a star with Tenu, Mona Lepleini, Umeis, then the person dies. The locher is, Ein Kisvim V'noisin. We do not write up the star, because if the guy was healthy, for sure what he meant to say is, I want to give somebody a present with the star. And then the guy died before they write up the star, so Pshiti can't write the star, the Achamisha. But it's a dig only because he's healthy with this way. Mashma clearly hoshchiv merah, mashma if the person was a dying man, then kaisim v'naisim, then we would write up the star, even though he said it this way. So it's not like we're learning. Samara says, who maisav lebu mafarik lo. He asked the question, he himself answered it. Again, we're talking about a case where we saw clearly that really the Shchiv Merah wanted to give it to him with a present of a Shchiv Merah. He only said the star to make him with a better power. Hey chidomi, what's called miyafes koichoi? What is that called? What do you mean to give him a stronger power?